Hello, hey gentlemen, what's up? I see we've just lost Blessing, but it doesn't matter. He's been connected, but we've got, so the captain's not with us right now, but we do have Negredo in the house, as well as Dewey. Yeah. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
100%, 100%, well, I'm feeling good. I'm in a lot of pain. Let me not lie, I'm in a lot of pain, but other than that, you know, it's a good day. It's a good thing.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just going to cut you off there just to give some context to our viewers. Gentlemen, we have the three Tucks players who just had a good victory today. They played against Tucks. Their first 3 points of the tournament of Varsity Sports Football. So, and like I said, in the house, we've got Dewey in the top right-hand corner. We've got Blessing, the captain, in the bottom left-hand corner. And then Negredo, who, as he's already mentioned, played with an injury today. He's a striker. Gentlemen, apart from that, I know you've already touched on your injury there. Captain Blessing, the first 3 points of the tournament, tell me how that feels.
Personally, it feels good, you know. I'd like to thank the rest of the players, you know, and the men above for giving us the strength, because of after we faced our first loss against Free State, things were difficult, to be honest. We felt like we weren't going to overcome. But through God's grace, we managed to fix things that were internal, so that we, whatever that we need to perform externally, it's fixed internally first within or amongst us. So I feel very happy, especially to beat Vets, because of around the campus, you know, there was this cockiness attitude that they've already beaten us, we are weak. So personally, I'm happy. I'm happy that God gave us the strength to beat them. So now they can come back to earth and be humble again.
Okay. That's one way to put it there. You humbled your opponents. I like that. Dewey, you hit a absolute screamer today. I think it was in the 87th minute. Right now, goal of the tournament. How do you feel about that one?
Well, for me, before I hit that shot, it was about... Okay, if this one goes in, you silence the haters. If this one goes in, we win the game. If this one goes in, it's a bit easier for us because, you know, Vet is also our rivals. So it was about winning today. And I thought that was the last chance we had. So I haven't told Lebo. He was with me today by the free kick. I was like, nah, I'm taking this one. There's no way you're taking it. I'm feeling it. So, yeah, I just felt it in my blood before I hit it. So, yeah.
But it was interesting. You're saying you felt it, and I mean the keeper. Let's be honest. They changed the keeper. I'm not sure if it was a last minute change because of issues that they've had. So I'm not sure if the coach also told you guys to shoot on sight. But the place where you put the free kick in the top right hand corner. Normally from that side, you want to bend it the other way. You want to bend it the left corner. But you made the choice to go top right. Why was that?
Well, I knew, like you saw, the keeper was short. And okay, their first choice, Gio. He's tall, and I know he's good in the air. So when I saw that keeper, I was like, nah, I'm taking him there. He won't get there, because for him to get there, it was gonna be impossible. So yeah, that's why I went that side. Yeah.
So good choice in the end, gentlemen. Blessing and Negredo. There, have you seen him do that at training before? Was this the first time? Was this just as a shock to you as it was for the audience?
I won't lie, that was a shocker, eh? That was a shocker. In training, it usually goes above the post, or it flops, but I guess through practice, today was his day. And as you said, he felt it, so I won't take him from it. Today, he's the difference between us and that team. Yeah.
And also, if you're going to win the game, that's how you do it. Like I said, as an external person watching it, definitely the goal of the tournament at the moment. But Negredo, you touched on your injury. What was the injury that you're playing through? And was it something that the coach asked you to do, or was it something you said, no, coach, put me in. I want to do this for the team?
It's something. It actually happened after TUT's game. I guess, yeah, TUT's game, it really demanded a lot. Because usually, you know, especially they have a long throw, they have set pieces, so I go back and help. And, you know, I think the thing that wore me out the most is that when I go back and defend, the minute Dewey has the ball on the transition, from that defending, I need to be in the box. You know, that is the instruction from the coach. So there was just a lot of up and down. The game was nonstop. Intense. The intensity was too high. So I came back. Everything was good. I didn't even feel anything. My legs were just tired. You know, I just felt a bit of pain because of the game. And then one night, the night before the UFS game, I'm chilling in bed with my roommate. And then my ankle just locked. Just like that, it just locked. And then called the physio. He came to my room from 9. He left at 12. He just said that my ligaments, I overstretched my ligaments and my Achilles is out. Just like that. And then, yeah. So the coach, I told the coach, the UFS game, he didn't start me, which I preferably would have wanted to start because we needed the win. But it's just the second game, so I felt like, you know, we have enough manpower to carry through. But unfortunately, I think we just wanted it too much to the point where we didn't relax. So and then we lost that game. And so coming into this game, you know, I could just see every single time through the whole weekend, the guys just kept on saying, listen, we need you, we need you, we need you. And the pain was just, it was 7 out of 10. And, you know, that's a lot. They wanted to rule me out. I told the physio, listen, it won't change. The pain won't change. I have to play through the pain. He told me about an injection. I told him, nope. I'd rather feel injection. The pain than, I'd rather feel the pain than not to feel the pain and feel it after. Yeah. So, yeah, the coach, you know, I think the desire from the guys, I felt important to the team when I saw everyone saying, listen, we need you. And it came from me. It came from the coach gave me the decision and I told him, listen, I'm going to play.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's also showing good commitment to the team and the team wanting you. Yeah. Blessing, like I touched on, I said the first 3 points. Going into the game from a holistic view, did it feel a bit desperate for you to get the 3 points today, or did it feel like, you know, you could walk away with the draw here? How desperate did you guys feel?
Honestly speaking, there was only one result in our head going to that game, you know, which was a win. A draw is a setback. A loss is also another setback. So we had to make sure that whatever we do inside that field of play for 90 minutes, we need to apply ourselves in a way that will give us the maximum 3 points, which we needed. Personally, I felt like first half we could have buried the game 6-5 nil. If you were watching the game, you could see the amount of chances that we created. We could have scored 5 or 6 and the game would have been dead already by first half. But honestly speaking, I've got to give credit to our top man there up top. Whenever he's not there, things are not happening up top. To be honest. Even the guys like...
You're talking about Dewey here. Yeah.
Negredo.
I'm looking at Dewey because he's on the top hand right side of my face.
I will use names because of, you see, Negredo, he gives a certain dimension to the team, you know. He's big, he's quick, he's strong, he's good aerially, you know. He's got the support of Dewey on the left and right, which changes here and there, you know. Whenever he flicks the ball or he holds on to the ball, Dewey comes, he collects. I even said it to Dewey today, Gerard Dewey, despite the chances or whatever you missed, I thank you for that goal because of whenever we needed it the most, you delivered what we longed for, what we thirst for, you know. It was like waiting for rain in a desert. So, personally, I thank him. It's just Negredo does a lot of work for the team, you know. He makes sure he links up, he wins balls, he drifts to the side, he makes the runs in behind. Corey, he does so much work outside his area, his domain, which is to sit in the target and do this and do this, doing it for the team. So it's just a matter of time until his goals starts to come now because of his working too much for the team. Honestly, I won't lie.
Yeah. Nigel, there's a lot of love here from your captain, from your teammates, from the coaching team. Hey, how do you feel about that?
I think, you know, the support is up. The same way I fight for them, they fight for me. So the love goes both ways. They know when I'm on that field, I tell them, listen, we die for each other. When it's time to cover me, also when I'm tired, they do. When it's time to score game winners, they do. You know, everyone has a certain part they play, a certain role they play. Blessing at the back, I trust no one better to clean up. You know, when we're defending, he knows that it's me and him. He literally tells me, if it passes me, it's yours. I tell him, if it passes me, it's yours. You know, Dewey, I know, listen, going forward, he's going to give me something. That's why, you know, as much as he's saying, I'm working so much out of my own domain, but it's not because I could have just been selfish and said, listen, I want to score, so I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
But it's bigger than that. You know, it's bigger than that. You know, there's a lot of guys that are starting to play Varsity Cup this year. You know, there's a lack of inexperience, but the heart is there. So, you know, if I have to, I will work for everyone. You know, I'll cover Dewey when I see he's tired. Because I know if I cover him, if I give the ball to him, he'll give me 100% going forward. So it's just about the love and support that they give me. And literally, I there's no other better team I'd play for in this tournament.
Yeah, and also just to reiterate on what Blessing said, I mean, playing with Negredo is just, it's just wonderful. Because, you know, sometimes when I feel tired, I can tell him and say, and be like, Negredo, please just cover for me. Let me stay here and rest. He knows. I tell him, go to the left or go to the right, cover for me. I stay there up top, then rest. Then I can tell him to come back. Then I go do my job again. So playing with him, he's not selfish. You know, a lot of strikers would be like, nah, I want to stay up top because they want to get goals. But for him, it's that thing where he wants to do what's good for the team. And also just after losing to Free State, to UFS, he's the one that came to everyone and was like, guys, don't panic. Because he's been there. He's been there 2018 when the team, you know how TAC starts. He's been there 2018. He's been there 2019. So he came to us all. He's like, guys, don't panic. It's always like this. Don't panic. Even now, I know the boys now, I'm sure they're not panicking now. They know how things are. And I'm sure we're going to keep going.
So this result has definitely settled the nerves then. Do you feel a lot more confident going into the next game there, Dewey?
Yeah, I actually feel confident. I don't think there's any team that's going to stop us. Even before the tournament, I knew there was no team that was going to stop us. But, I mean, after Free State's game, you know, you just panic a little bit until maybe someone comes and reminds us that, no, guys, let's keep going. You're going to be fine. Yeah, just like today's game, I mean, you could see that we were on top of them.
Yeah.
We would have scored like 4 goals, 5 goals, but because of the chances we missed, we put the pressure on ourselves, and then, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, these turning points, there's always a moment. There's that moment that can change things. And you said you had the feeling and the free kick came and you changed the game. And maybe this is the starting point where you're going to change the rest of the tournament. What I'm quite interested in, Blessing, is this is the first time ever this tournament's been taking place in a bio bubble. I know you haven't been there for too long together with the other teams, but you've mentioned, you know, guys are getting loud. We know Dewey had to go outside, quieten the other people just for this interview. How is it being on the same campus with your opponents, your opposition, seeing them train, going out, having breakfast, having dinner, doing all the things with them around there? What's the experience been like so far?
Now, at first when you got here, the experience was good personally, I won't lie. But you know, when you are from a game, you are staying in the same place as your opponent. You go to the game, they beat you up like we got a beating against Free State. Now, you have to meet them again in the cafeteria where we eat, the dining hall. You know, you have to meet with them. Now, you feel like you want to hide when you see them. You know, those kind of things. So, to be honest, it's nice when you're seeing each other. It's nice. But after a game where one team has lost, now it becomes difficult for the other, you know, to interact with the other team or to greet them or just seeing them. It feels like when you see them, you just want to hide just to get off their space. Because of, to be honestly, but it's a nice feeling. It's a nice feeling. At least you get to learn more about the other teams from other institutions. You get to learn more about certain institutions. You get to talk to them and all that. Because of, as much as I'm at TAC, I have a friend in UFC. I have a friend at VUT, UJ, VET, etc. But now, today, things change a lot. Because of now, you have to take the friendship and put it aside when you step into the pitch. Yes. Now it becomes difficult. Let's say you hammer him with a reckless tackle or a harsh tackle on him. He retaliates. in a way that is negative. He doesn't want to retaliate that way, but because of the occasion, you know, he retaliates that way. But now, how do you interact or socialize with him when you are at campus or in a in your rooms? It becomes a bit difficult because of your coach is telling you, hey, this guy, let's say maybe Dewey, for instance, he has a friend in, I think, it's Vets on or TUT. You know, let's say maybe the coach gives instruction to that person, or kick Dewey, he's giving us problems. Now the person hammers Dewey because of the coach's instruction, but they are friends. Putting the fact into mind that they are friends. Now he kicks Dewey. Dewey ends up getting injured for, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks or 3 months or so. We don't know, you know. So how is Dewey going to communicate with the guy again? He didn't want to do it. It's the coach's instruction, you know.
You know what, Blessing, you're talking about things here. For me, it's all about getting the results. Your friends, you can be friends with all people. But that's an interesting dynamic. Actually, okay. But I do want to, you know, Negredo, you say they've already touched on your experience in this tournament. What does varsity sports mean to you as a player who is studying, varsity sports level is a good level of football. I mean, we've seen other guys get professional contracts for this. What does this tournament mean to a player like you?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say that it has given me, a bit of experience. You know, the only sad part of it this year is that there's no fans. But I wanted the boys to experience a stadium shake after making a tackle, Blessing. I wanted him to celebrate not alone after making that tackle, that goal-saving tackle, but with the fans.
Are you speaking specifically about the University of Free State one? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
That tackle, that was a mean tackle, boy. That one got yourself into trouble, but you recovered quickly. Sorry, as you were.
So I wanted them to experience the full varsity cup experience where there's fans, where after a game, you know, next day you walk around Plaza, around Hatfield, and people that you don't know just greet you and appreciate you and say, hey, and you don't even know these people. And you don't even know these people. Some of them might be even like and get girls that are nice and, you know, keep your number. it's just the entire experience of varsity football. For me, it's basically unbelievable, right? It's just same. It's a better type of experience than you would get in some PSL games, NFD games. Because the stadium gets packed. People are there, passionate, you know. People push you when you're on zero. They give you that extra 10% to be like, listen, my people are here. I'm playing on my home turf. But for me, it really goes a long way because there's a lot of people that really want this opportunity that we have. And it's given to us, you know, thank God that it's given to us. And we are willing to showcase our talent, not just representing ourselves, representing our families, representing every single person that works at the university, from the cleaners to the grass cutters. You know, they're all supportive, from each and every student that actually follows this. And those that don't even follow varsity football, you know, when we win, it's not just about us. It's bigger than us. Yeah. So it has given me such a great experience. I have memories, you know, even if I don't get to make professional, but these are the type of memories that I'll be telling my children about. Hey, listen, I played at this level and it was amazing. It was amazing. I made so many friends out of this. I made so many memories out of this. There was a captain that was just, you know, he's such a character. He's such a fool. But on the pitch, he's the man that you want to go to war with. There's a winger that you know, that will show you the same type of love on and off the field. Not just off the field, but the same type of love he'll give you on the field. And he'll give you 110%. When you need him the most, he shows up. He shows up, you know. These type of relationships are the relationships that, you know, are prolonged. You know, even like the likes of guys I played with before, 2018, the Claudios, the Jerrys, you know, they started off as teammates and then end up as brothers. These are guys that still call me today before a game and say, hey, listen, good luck, push the boys. You know, the culture is in your hands and I'll lead the boys to victory. And these things go a long way. If they can call me after so many years and still wish me luck, you know, so it creates friendships, lifelong friendships with people that you never thought you'd actually meet in your life. Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it. Very good way. I think, Dewey, based on that, you don't have the fans in the stands. I like how that rhymes, but you don't have them. Are you getting a lot more messages now because of that? I know we're on our phones. Modern culture is we're all on our phones. But now while you're playing afterwards, is the first thing you're doing looking at your phone going, hey, they saw me hit that free kick, or hey, they saw me fall on my butt. What is it?
Obviously, you get a lot of messages coming from... Are you talking about the messages coming from the bench or...
From anywhere. What? Is your phone from off anywhere? The hook? Is that this man's getting so many messages, he can't even... He's got categories as to who they're coming from.
Okay. I'll start by getting the messages from, the bench, because now you can hear the coach is just here every time. When the fans are not there, he's just there. You can feel them panicking. You can feel them pressing us, telling us, guys, we need a goal, things like that. So, you know, when fans are there, I know there's more positivity, you know, when they're playing those drums. Yeah, you know, 2019 was fantastic, I won't lie. Yeah, and now, obviously, after that free kick, I'm getting a lot of calls from people I don't even know now. And people that are also cut out of my life now, they're
back in it.
But I know how to handle these kind of things, so yeah.
Well, no pressure to keep it going, Dewey. No pressure. You have to. I want to see more now. You've set a high expectation. That's the problem with doing so well is now you've set a standard. So we need to see it going. Blessing, from a you're obviously the captain. The captain should always have a good relationship with the coach. That's why you're the captain, because you need to be the coach on the field. What was the coach's message today before the game to you personally?
Nah, to be honest, the coach just told me, do what you do best. Make sure we are solid at the back. Whenever the team needs encouragement, you know, motivate them. There will be chances missed and there will be chances scored, you know. So whenever they miss chances, don't hammer them, but encourage them to do more, to do better, so that they score next time. But, you know, as a defender or as anyone who's playing, it's very difficult, especially the caliber of the game that we played today. It's very difficult. Each and every chance that we get, we need to make sure that we bury it as quick as possible, and to put into consideration that I think 70% or 80% of our squad, they are playing with injuries. You know, Dewey has a problem with his shoulder, but to put that into consideration, he still takes people on, you know, he still fights for the team, you know, but I don't know what's happening with his shoulder, but he's injured. Negredo is injured, but he doesn't care. He will deal with the pains later. Put the team first. It's all about the badge at the end of the day. Smash Mandla, the winger, is stripping our midfielders, all of them, stripping all over their bodies. Their bodies are sore. At halftime, they are crying, guys, my body's sore, I can't go on. It's up to you now. It's up to the teammate. As much as I'm the captain, I know I have 11 brothers on the field. I have other 11 leaders on the bench and also inside the field of play. We are all leaders. I can't lead alone. I expect Gredo to lead also, Dewey to lead, whoever. We are all leaders, because in this tournament, you can't expect one to take charge, to command, to do this, to do. All of us need to be responsible in each and every position. Gredo must lead up top. Whoever is in the middle, Dewey must lead the attacking department. Wherever, we make sure we lead. Yep. Each and every department has a leader, you know. So, as much as I'm wearing the armband, I know the armband is
Are you wearing one armband or two armbands? Because when I see it, it looks like you carry two armbands. Yeah?
No, that other one was for Man of the Match or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. Just a nice little brag there. Do you hear that? Yeah. That one meant too much.
Man of the Match.
Easy day.
Yeah, no, personally, I feel happy to have this kind of squad. Like, it's the best one. The best team ever, to be honest. It's just that we need to fix here and there. Then everything must be synergistic and flow together as one.
Yeah.
So right now you're saying
do with the 2000.
Okay. Ask the question.
What was the question?
What are you gonna do with the 2000 you got?
No, I think from where I'm standing or where I'm sitting, Dewey and Negredo know what the 2000 gonna do. They know.
We don't know.
Keep it locked.
Yeah, we keep it locked.
There we go. There we go. There's the trade secret there. If you want to get to know what he's going to do with the 2,000 rand, you're going to have to contact Blessing personally. Just don't be a random like Dewey. Dewey doesn't like random phone calls. I don't know a Blessing if you like those random phone calls. Gentlemen, more specifically to the squad, in terms of things that we don't know about the squad, who right now would you say is the funniest player in the team?
Okay, the funniest player for me is my roommate, Eddie. They all know.
And I'm not saying funny looking, eh?
You know?
No, he's not funny looking.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
He just likes making everyone laugh. I mean, even after a loss, he can just come and... Hey, yeah. This man, he doesn't even have timing sometimes. He just comes and pulls a joke out of nowhere. Yeah, makes a joke out of nowhere. And then everyone starts laughing. Even that day when we lost, there was just... When I came back to my room, he saw I was angry. And then I was like, why are you angry, bruh? Relax. We're going to be fine. And he said some stuff, so yeah.
I feel like some stuff is very loose and not specific enough, but I think it's enough for people to know. Alex is on the line and he's saying Connor's the funniest. We've also got someone here, Warren Pereira, saying he's joined late. Congrats on the win, guys. Your coach is on the line. He says, let's keep going. He's proud of you. Savannah, she also says, good game. So that's some good feedback already this early on. Negredo, this is more pre-game ritual. Is there something, because I know a lot of footballers are superstitious. I know when I used to play, I'd always put a specific shin pad on the left and another one on the right, and I'd always do the same things before the game. Is there anything that you do that like helps you focus?
I listen to trap music before the game. I listen to trap. I need something that's going to pump me up. And it's funny because no one knows. Not even my own roommate knows because I put headsets on. But I listen to trap music and I just trap. Even if it's for 5 minutes, just put in one song, trap. And then before I enter the field, I take two hops on my right foot. And then I hop one on my left. Hop once on my left foot. And then I go in.
Oh, and that works. And I suppose trap is high octane sort of energy vibes. It's the stuff they take pulls in the clubs for to keep going, you know. So that's actually pretty interesting. So nice that you do that without anything external. Blessing, do you have any rituals there?
Yeah, mine is very basic. It's unusual for other people, but me, before a big match or any game, I normally listen to football documentaries because of there's a lot of encouragement there, like the Man City one, together, all or nothing, you know. Jose Mourinho encouraging the players or the players themselves huddling up a night before a final or a group game. They are motivating each other, you know. Those kind of things, they like help me to focus, you know, give me that edge, that hungerness, that willingness to go and fight and die for my teammate in the field. That's why whenever I hammer a good tackle or something, I enjoy the moment. Just like our first team coach says, Tisanim Tau, most of us, we are coached by him. That's why he says, when you're defending, you must enjoy. Enjoy defending. When you make a tackle, stand up and celebrate. Because of when you're making those tackles and you are celebrating, you're boosting your confidence, you are celebrating for yourself. Because of no one will applaud you for that. Only a certain percentage will applaud you, but when you score a goal, everyone is applauding. So, you know, you look bad as a defender when you concede a goal. You know, no one will remember that. So, these are the little moments that I want to enjoy when I make a tackle. I'm enjoying boosting
what
my
confidence. What I'm hearing, what I'm understanding is you're all about living in the present. He doesn't do nothing specific ritual. He's all about being present in the moment. That's an amazing blessing. Good job. Dewey, one word to explain today's victory. What would you use?
Yo. What?
Yo,
what
nice word. Mean? That's a nice word. Yo.
yo.
How about you, Negredo?
Heart.
Blessing?
Yeah.
Superfluous.
What? Yeah.
We need a dictionary now. We need a dictionary.
We need a dictionary.
It's one word for me. It's superfluous. That's the word I can use.
That's fair. I'm okay with it. I'm alright. Gentlemen, who's going to win this tournament? Dewey, loud and proud, he's saying, Tuck, we're going to win this.
Tuck.
Look, you're making Alex laugh here, gents. You're making him laugh. That's good to know. Gentlemen, that pretty much wraps up the show today. Thank you so much for giving your time after a long-fought victory. I know you want to go home and relax. Before we go, final words to anyone watching, and maybe you can tell people where they can find you too, apart from being random and phoning Dewey. Please don't phone him, but you can follow him wherever. Can we hear those final thoughts?
I'd just like to also, you know, send a shout out to the compliance manager, Clox. He's also one of the people that motivates us. He's actually one of the funniest guys. He's amongst 80 also. Yeah. And I'd like to send a shout out to Nigel. Jeezy! Yeah, he's also a funny character. But yeah, he pushes us also, and the whole technical team, and to everyone that's supporting us out there, just keep the love going, you know, win or lose, let's do it together. You know, that's the biggest thing for us, because I think we wouldn't be going and, you know, fighting if it wasn't for you guys. We are fighting for each and everyone that supports us, our families, our friends, our classmates, you know, lecturers, people that work for the university, every single person that is a part of this badge, we fight for, and we fight for with everything we have.
Well said. Blessing?
Okay.
For me, I won't say much, but I would like to say that, you know, this institution, we are a pride of Lions, you know. That's all I can say. We are a pride. We have a common goal. We work together. Then we hunt it down with everything that we have. So, just to shout out, I can say, technical team, your Coach Sipo, Coach Vieira, Elijah, the kit manager, Coach Nick, who's not only a coach to us, but he's like a father figure, brother to some of us, an uncle, you know. He doesn't, everything is not all about soccer with him. He comes to us, he asks us, how are you guys feeling? Whatever. Is everything okay? You know, you can see in him, we have a father, not only a coach, but we have a father, a brother. You know, not only him, even the rest of the teammates, whenever you are in need of something, you can go to someone, Negredo, Dewey, I'm in need of 1, 2, 3. They help you, you know, they help you. Yeah. So, hence I'm saying, in this institution, we are a pride. We work together to achieve a common goal. Then we celebrate together. So
you live together, you die together. Dead man is a dead man. Sharp.
Yes.
final thoughts.
Final thoughts. For me, I'd just like to appreciate everyone that's supporting us, even if I don't know them, but anyone that's supporting us, like to appreciate them. And I just hope. No, I know we're gonna come back with a trophy. That's the ultimate goal. These men of the matches, these good goals we score, we don't want that. If I was to choose now, if I should score, I should have scored that goal or not, or take the trophy or win the trophy, I take the win the trophy. Don't care about the individual awards, just about the trophy. It's not. I haven't told the coach, I haven't told everyone, the technical team, even the managers. It's about the trophy. It's not about us.
Yeah,
just like Negredo says, it's bigger than us. It actually is.
And that's a nice way to end off the show there, Dewey. Who knew? Who knew you had some profound words? I don't know. I definitely didn't know that. I just thought, hey, this guy just knows how to kick a ball in the top right-hand corner. But hey, good to know that you guys are students and you are getting your education there. So congrats. And it's very hard. I just want to put it out there to all people. You can try and be a professional footballer, which is very hard. But to play and study isn't an easy feat. So congrats to you gentlemen for doing that too and doing it the right way. It also makes it easier learning on the field when you are learning off the field too. So congrats on that. And I look forward to following your progress. Good luck in the next game. I know it's 2 days from now. I think it's on a Wednesday. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yep. So good luck for that. I will be watching and the rest of the Goal Lounge team will be watching. And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Cheers.